Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Does success catalyze further accomplishment? Arnott von der Wright, professor of sociology at Stony Brook University, examines the nature of continued achievement.
A typical debate about the origins of social inequality is between two camps. There are those who attribute great personal success mostly to raw talent, hard work, and perseverance. And there are the opponents who contest that much social stratification instead is produced in unfair and non-meritocratic ways, such as through discrimination or the inheritance of wealth. But I explore a third possibility, namely that the origin of much inequality in life is entirely random and emerges through the gradual magnification of initially arbitrary distinctions between people. Namely, a fortunate success may breed more success, which in turn may breed even more. So you can have two a priori equivalent individuals, one of which gets this random early advantage, which in turn creates further advantage, and so on, until down the road one of the two is highly successful while the other has remained far behind. Inequality has emerged out of nowhere. In a recent study, our team set out to test this theory using a novel research method, which is best described as an in vivo social science experiment. We intervened in live social systems, just like a biologist may apply a treatment to a live animal. Our minimally invasive treatment was the giving of small successes to randomly selected individuals. We bestowed different types of successes upon people, including dollar donations, petition signatures, positive ratings, and awards. After applying the treatment, we monitored recipients' progress along with control groups who had not received our largesse. In each case, we found that those who were fortunate enough to receive our small success were subsequently also more successful, raising twice as much money and receiving greater numbers of positive ratings, awards, and signatures from third parties. And that greater success emerged despite the equal merit of their counterparts, who didn't have the random fortune to experience an early success.
That was Arnott von der Wright of Stony Brook University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I need dollar, dollar, dollar.